Valentine's Day movie openings are often about love. And Bob Mondello says this week's premieres of RoboCop and About Last Night are about Hollywood's latest crush on the 1980s.
Stop me if you've heard this one, or these two, or even three if you count Endless Love. 80s movies brought back because, well, because there's fresh cash on the table from a generation that hasn't seen them in theaters. Still, the new RoboCop and About Last Night actually add a little something to the originals, besides, say, IMAX or glossier special effects. RoboCop has those. But they're now in the service of 21st century notions of corporate greed and urban crime, as you'll guess from the new film's starting point, a cable news program hosted by jingoistic rabble-rouser Samuel L. Jackson. Backed by footage of two-legged robot drones pacifying Tehran, he offers a post-9/11 rationale for mechanical foot soldiers in the war on crime.
What if I told you that even the worst neighborhood in America could be made completely safe? How do I know this? Because it's happening right now in every country in the world but this one. It is great to see American machines helping to promote peace abroad.
The robot drones he's touting are made by a corporation that would sell them to American police departments if there weren't laws forbidding it. To change the laws, they need to change public opinion.
We can't put a machine on the street.
Forget machines. They want a product with a conscience. Something that knows what it feels like to be human.
When a Detroit cop is very nearly killed, reduced to little more than heart, lungs, and a brain, corporate overlord Michael Keaton puts what's left of him in the machine, only to discover that all that pesky humanity slows him down. Jose Padilla's new RoboCop is significantly better acted than the first one, impressively so by Joel Kinnaman, who's little more than a face and a hand for much of the picture. And if the big battles all look disappointingly like video game shoot-em-ups, well, that's very 21st century, too. No? A bit before the original RoboCop came out, Rob Lowe and Demi Moore starred in About Last Night, the biggest romantic comedy of the summer of '86. It was based on David Mamet's foul-mouthed but very funny play, Sexual Perversity in Chicago, and now it has a 21st century update.
Here's to another night of sexual perversity in Los Angeles, baby.
That's right, not Chicago, but Los Angeles, and a diverse Los Angeles, as opposed to the, let's say, monochromatic Chicago of the first one. Michael Ealy and Joy Bryant are the easy-on-the-eyes strangers who meet through their more raucous best friends. When they click, those friends waste no time tormenting them.
I dare you to look at me with those little icy baby blue eyes of yours and tell me that you don't want her to be a girl.
I just met her. It was nothing but About Last Night.
Did you text her, Danny?
I don't have her number.
You're gonna get it? After all that nasty stuff you did last night, she gonna find you.
Now I'm gonna be a good friend and pretend you didn't just
I'm gonna be a good friend and act like I didn't see you check Facebook for a friend request. What are you, a 13-year-old girl?
Kevin Hart is a hoot as the leading man's best buddy, and Regina Hall partners him nicely as they offer the lead's really terrible romantic advice.
Move your stuff out. Start a new life in another state. Disappear.
And in the process, pretty much walk away with the movie. Their story, filled with bickering, passion, and at one point a chicken mask, is a lot more fun than the supposed main event, given extra oomph as the director quick cuts between gal talk at her place and guy talk at his.
My parents are coming to town, and I'm like, I want to meet them. And he's like, no way. And I'm like, why not? And he goes, because you're not Jewish.
He's
Jewish? How did I not know that?
A, because I'm not. And B, you never asked to meet my parents.
True.
And so what? I dropped the jukebox. She can't say anything about it. If she does, she's racist.
Smartphones let you know this isn't the 80s anymore. So does a quick shot of the leads watching the original About Last Night on TV. But up-to-date dating isn't really the point now any more than it was then. The rom-com basics, they're eternal. I'm Bob Mondello.